Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
It's Friday, December 3rd. This is The Gateway. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ferguson native Keon Harold is a jazz band leader, in-demand collaborator, and the first creative advisor to Jazz St. Louis, a position he wants to use to help younger musicians find their way in the business.
I plan on creating opportunities for people. I plan on being a mentor to some of the next generation. I plan on introducing these people internationally and nationally.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaks with Harold about mentorship in just a few minutes. More than half of Missouri teachers say they often consider leaving the profession. As St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports, a majority of teachers responding to a recent survey say this school year has been even more difficult than last year.
The Missouri State Teachers Association surveyed about 2,800 educators in the weeks before Thanksgiving. Teachers said student behavior and motivation are the two top sources of stress, followed by the substitute teacher shortage. Todd Fuller is the spokesperson for MSTA and says when it comes to solutions, teacher pay is still top of mind.
In the survey, 74% of our members said that their work is quite or extremely meaningful. So they believe in what they're doing, but if you can't afford to take care of yourself or take care of your family with what you're doing, you're going to look for something else.
Missouri's public school teacher pay regularly ranks near the bottom of all states, according to the National Education Association. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Southern Illinois University Board of Trustees has formally approved a new chancellor for the Evansville campus. James Miner will begin in the job March 1st. He becomes the first Black chancellor for SIUE and succeeds Randy Pembroke as the 10th chancellor for that campus. Miner says his priorities in Edwardsville are the same as the goals for the broader SIU system.
So much of it is focused on retention and degree completion, preserving affordability, and impact and outreach across the region and across the state.
Miner comes to Edwardsville after serving as vice chancellor at California State University and deputy assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Education during the Obama administration. A group seeking to legalize marijuana in Missouri has kicked off its initiative petition campaign. Legal Missouri 2022 wants Missourians to approve a plan allowing adults over 21 to possess, purchase, or grow marijuana. It would institute a 6% tax that would go to veterans' health care, drug treatment programs, and the public defender system. Some elected officials would prefer the legislature craft a program around legal marijuana, including Republican Governor Mike Parson.
Well, I would much rather the legislators have that discussion out here and see if there is a solution to have one way or the other than doing the ballot initiative, because we know even the last time we did that with the medical marijuana that created issues too, both good and bad, to try to administer it.
Parson was referring to how Missourians legalized medical marijuana through a ballot initiative in 2018. The Griot Museum of Black History has received a $100,000 grant from a Philadelphia-based nonprofit to honor the historic contributions of Black St. Louis women. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, organizers and artists say the project will let people know more about how Black women changed the area.
Black History aims to honor historical Black female figures with public art installations across the region. It's one of 10 grant proposals meant to reimagine monuments across the country. The initiative is still in the planning stages, but the project will include the work of art activists and historians. Lois Connolly is executive director and founder of the Griot. She says the team is still finalizing who will be honored, but hopes this will show how Black women have shaped the city.
Monuments and memory markers have been so poorly representative of minority groups historically that I think this is a wonderful opportunity for us.
Connolly says the project could focus on abolitionist Mary Meacham, civil rights activist Pearlie Evans, and others. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ferguson native Keon Harold honed his jazz chops in St. Louis before becoming an in-demand collaborator with stars, including Beyoncé, Common, and Jay-Z. Jazz St. Louis named Harold its first creative advisor earlier this year, and he has brought an activist's spirit to the role. Harold plays several shows at the Grand Center venue through Sunday. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Harold why he sees music as a way to achieve social change.
Music is one of the most premier platforms for getting messaging out there. As an artist, the agenda is about bringing people together. The agenda is about showing injustice. It's about showing beauty. It's about showing what justice should be and what it should look like. So we have the ability to actually craft what the future should be in the present.
On your last record, you wrote something in tribute to Michael Brown Jr. called MB Lament. What do you want people to hear when they put on that track?
As a father, as a person from Ferguson, I remember being a kid in Ferguson. I remember being profiled by the police. I remember, you know, literally going to jail for no reason, not charged, not anything. Unfortunately. So as a black man, no matter how far I go in the world, no matter who I play for, no matter the opportunities that I get, I'm still, you know, I can see myself in Mike Brown. I can see myself in Trayvon Martin. I can see myself in George Floyd. I can see myself in Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery. And these are things that as an artist, I get a chance to highlight. I get a chance to talk to the people because they're paying to see me. They're coming to see me. So at least you can get what I say. At least you can get how I feel, you know, in the most honest, unfiltered way.
And I wonder if when you express that through music, is there something the listener is able to get from that that isn't quite what they're getting from hearing a speech or reading an article or just having a conversation with someone? It's a different form of language that creates a different impact.
The absence of words sometimes gives a more visceral feeling. And I look at my art, I look at my horn as it's just a microphone of my soul. That's what it is. It's my soul amplified. And sometimes it's deeper than words.
So you're in the process of creating this new role of artistic advisor to Jazz St. Louis. And in part of that, I know you've been going out and meeting with different people, meeting with different groups. Mm-hmm. Who have you been talking with?
Boys and Girls Club, we met with Ford through Ferguson, we've met with the mayor, we've met with so many amazing people here who will support my artistic vision here, first of all, and creating some initiatives to help these kids who are just like me, or not like me, to have an opportunity to express themselves and grow to be great human beings.
How do you see yourself being out there in the community? What kind of projects might you get involved in?
Oh, man, it is to be determined, but it will be impactful. I plan on, you know, meeting the next generation of St. Louis greatness. I plan on figuring out how we can, you know, take that talent to different spaces. I plan on creating opportunities for people. I plan on being a mentor to some of the next generation. I plan on introducing these people internationally and nationally.
If you find somebody who's really got something going, maybe you can be a connection.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward, and you know, I'm looking forward to being a conduit to their next iteration of greatness.
That's musician Keon Harold speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. This has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.